Welcome back to Your Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. Almost half of American public school students are kids of color, but more than 80% of their teachers are white. That's according to the Center for American Progress. So are the country's teachers prepared to teach students of color? And why is it such a taboo for educators to talk about race? Reporter Yo-Wei Shaw has more from Philadelphia.
Victor Jackson is over writing about U.S. presidents, especially the slave owner Thomas Jefferson. So when Victor's seventh grade teacher asked him to write about a president, he said no.
I was like, if I write this paper, you're going to be upset.
Instead, he asked his teacher if he could write about Huey Newton.
And she's asking me, who is Huey Newton? I was like...
Victor told her he helped found the Black Panther Party.
And she was just like... Is that like a basketball team?
Victor ended up not writing about either Thomas Jefferson or Huey Newton.
She changed the assignment and we wrote about pierogies.
Pierogies, as in the Eastern European dumplings. Imani Rothwell also has stories.
In sixth grade, during Black History Month, I had this teacher and we were on the topic of slavery. And she tried to paint it as this thing that just happened. Is like, oh, slavery happened, but let's move on. And I was like, no, that's not how we're going to do it. And then she had the nerve to ask me, was I raised by wolves? Because I decided to correct her.
Imani walked out of the classroom and got a detention.
How many times have you been kicked out or disciplined for disagreeing with teachers over race?
Sadly, I can't even count.
Imani's a tough cookie. But even she would break at times.
I wouldn't deny that. Late at night, I would cry because I felt so frustrated. You know how you feel you can't do anything when you feel powerless? I think it's the worst feeling in the world.
Some students say their teachers stereotype them, misinterpret their culture, or completely avoid the subject of race. This year, the U.S. Department of Education's Civil Rights Office reported that students of color face a disproportionate number of suspensions and expulsions.
Well, I think when students feel that they're not a part of the classroom, and in fact that it is openly hostile to them, then they do a couple things. They can either withdraw so they just don't participate, or they act out.
That's Gloria Ladson-Billings at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. For years, she's been fighting to make classrooms more culturally relevant. She even coined the term. Ladson-Billings says that typically, teacher prep programs only require one cultural competency course, and that teacher educators are overwhelmingly white. But the point isn't to blame teachers.
Remember that teachers are not outside of the society. They receive the same messages we all receive via media, via their own, quote, experiences or lack thereof. So they are doing their best to, quote, catch up with some stuff.
In Philadelphia, a grassroots organization called Teacher Action Group is trying to do just that. Like here, at John P. Stetson Charter School.
I'm really glad Mr. Wilson's here!
I know, yay.
He didn't read the readings, but that's okay!
A group of teachers meets every 2 weeks to discuss the teacher education book, Rethinking Multicultural Education. Fifth grade teacher Elizabeth Kim says the book club is a safe space.
So when you're talking about race and when you only have like your story or like, you know, the stories of people around you to base your knowledge off of, then it becomes very scary to like open it up to questions that might make you squirm. But you have to be okay with that.
The teachers talk about how to handle sensitive topics like the legacy of Christopher Columbus, the aftermath of the Michael Brown shooting in Ferguson, Missouri, or how to be aware of their own biases.
I, as a white woman, walk into a classroom full of almost exclusively non-white students, and like that sends messages before I even open my mouth.
That's seventh grade teacher Jamie Stevenson. She says there's no easy formula, but what's most important is understanding her students.
What their cultural background is, who they are as people interacting with one another in the world.
When a teacher finally did that with Imani Rothwell, it was huge.
I said to her, are you one of those teachers who teach Black history during Black History Month? She said, no, a real history teacher teach Black history all year round. And when she said that, I said, you are amazing. For the first time in middle school, I loved going to history and I didn't fear that This might be the day I get kicked out of class.
For Latino USA, I'm Yoe Shaw.
This story was produced as part of Raise Up, a project of Youth Speaks in collaboration with AIR, the Association of Independents in Radio.